Well, next, hospital overcrowding. 503 patients were on trolleys at hospitals across the country today, according to the latest figures from the INMO's Trolley Watch. University Hospital Limerick was the worst affected, with 106 patients there without a bed. And meanwhile, new figures from the HSE show that more than 105,000 patients left emergency departments last year without being seen. That data was given to the Sinn Féin health spokesperson David Cullinan in a reply to a parliamentary question. While speaking to journalists at St Michael's Hospital in Dunleary today, Minister Jennifer Carl McNeill said she is working with the HSE to ensure faster access to urgent care for patients presenting at hospitals and ensuring consultants are on site, particularly for busy bank holiday weekends.
I'm very focused on a bank holiday coming up with St Patrick's Day, which, as I said, also coincides with one of the largest public order spikes that we see based on the CSO data, and to make sure that there is appropriate cover for senior decision makers and their supporting teams in every hospital around the country. With that in mind, I have been working with Bernard Gloucester over the last number of weeks to identify what is the plan for rostering consultants and senior decision makers. And I don't mean on call, I mean on site. And I've had sight of some of those rosters, say last week, and I wasn't pleased. But I see a much better set of planned rosters this week for each of the hospitals and their emergency departments. Again, it's not exactly where you'd want to get to, but it's certainly an improvement. Now let's see what happens over St. Patrick's Day and the management of the hospitals, because I do recognise there's two things going on. One, that's about the presence of senior decision makers and their supporting teams. It is also about the whole of region approach to getting people out of hospitals. That works very well in some instances and less well in others, and everybody has to be consistent in relation to it. But I think it's a very reasonable focus to, we have the consultant contracts, we have an increase in the number of people working in our healthcare systems. It has to be managed in a way that responds to what we've talked about today: patient need, patient care, patient safety. This is about patients. It's not about, you know, work-life balances. This is about patients and making sure that we are managing our public services generally to respond to their need and to their care.
Health Minister Jennifer Carl McNeill speaking to reporters there.